This morning on WCHL.
If Faith's Killer is out there hearing this message, you should know that we will catch you.
Nearly 2 years after the brutal murder of a UNC sophomore, Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue says there's no giving up in sight. An incident at Chapel Hill High School over the summer has a mother and members of the community calling for an assistant principal's termination.
Had this been a white child and a black principal, without question, or assistant principal, without question, she would have been fired on the spot.
And Chapel Hill police catch up with a pair of individuals wanted for an unusual arson case. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, UNC football looks for something it didn't have the opportunity for last season, a 2-0 start. High school football returns with week 3 action. The Carolina men's and women's soccer programs are back on the pitch, including a 2-year-old national title rematch for the women. Plus, we've even got the season's first NFL score for you. And
is the new NFL season over before it begins? Could be.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
73 degrees, 707 at WCHL. Partly sunny, a little fog this morning. Slight chance of rain this morning, then a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day. Our high temperature today in the upper 80s will be in the 90s tomorrow. Police agencies from Orange, Durham, and Wake counties are searching for two men considered armed and dangerous after they fled from a reported home invasion in Orange County early this morning. According to WRAL, the men broke into the home in the eastern part of the county at 4820 Pleasant Green Road near U.S. Highway 70 at about 3 a.m. The men then fled in a gold-colored vehicle heading east. After a 20-mile chase, they ended up at a shopping center on Carrington Mills Road in Morrisville. They left the vehicle and ran into a wooded area near the shopping center. Little additional information is available at this time. It's unknown if the men were apprehended. No one was apparently injured during the invasion. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue released information yesterday that he says he hopes will help lead to the capture of the suspected killer in the murder of a UNC sophomore.
Since September 7, 2012, a killer has been on the loose and has not been held accountable for Faith's death. And we believe that someone knows who did this and will feel compelled to come forward. If Faith's killer is out there hearing this message, you should know that we will catch you.
Sunday marks 2 years since a roommate of 19-year-old Faith Danielle Hedgebeth found her dead in their off-campus apartment. However, Chief Blue says this has not at any time become a cold case.
We've conducted an extensive investigation, and we have excellent evidence. This is a very strong case. What we need to do is connect that case to Faith's killer.
In the attempts of making that connection, Chapel Hill Police released never-before-told details about the investigation, which has, at times during the case, gone outside North Carolina. Part of that release includes a confirmation of what Hedgebeth's parents earlier told the media, that they suspected she was beaten to death. She was found badly beaten and partially undressed, according to the release. On January 8th of this year, Chapel Hill Police announced the DNA of a male suspect was found at the scene.
Investigators have asked persons of interest to provide oral DNA swabs so that their DNA could be compared to the DNA collected at the scene. Hundreds of DNA samples have been collected and analyzed at this point. None of them have been found to match the DNA profile of Faith's killer.
Police say DNA samples were submitted in various forms, including oral swabs. At least one person has declined to submit a DNA sample. Investigators also released a photo of a handwritten note that was found at the scene, which was believed to have been written by the killer. The murder took place at the Hawthorne The View apartment complex, located in the Durham County portion of Chapel Hill. The Durham District Attorney's Office will prosecute a suspect should any arrest be made, though the Chapel Hill Police Department is investigating agency. To see the latest details of the investigation is released by Chapel Hill Police on Thursday, including a photo of the note that was left behind. You can find this story on our website, chapelborough.com. Also, if you have any information, please call the Chapel Hill Police Department. You can also contact Crime Stoppers. You can find those numbers and the link to an anonymous submission page on our website, chapelborough.com. Also, coming up at the bottom of the hour, you'll hear more from Chief Chief Blue. UNC spokesperson Karen Moon released the following statement regarding the release of information. Chapel Hill Police contacted the university in connection with their investigation into Faith Hedgepeth's death. Because this is a Chapel Hill Police Department investigation, we are not in a position to comment. Our thoughts and prayers continue to be with the Hedgepeth family as they deal with such a tragic loss. We remain hopeful that the case will be solved as quickly as possible. That is a quote. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith told WCHL he did not want to comment on the information release at this time in order to allow the police department to continue its diligent work without interruption. NAACP members and local pastors are backing the angry mother of a 16-year-old boy and calling for the ouster of an assistant principal at Chapel Hill High School. They're calling assistant principal Julie Hennis reckless and irresponsible for the way she allegedly handled an alcohol poisoning incident during summer classes. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Son died and I've not even known it, what would they have been able to tell me?
That's Susan Hedden, the mother of a 16-year-old African-American male high school student who until recently attended Chapel Hill High. Hedden told WCHL that on July 18, she arrived at Chapel Hill High School at 12:30 p.m. to pick up her son from summer school and take him to his part-time job at a veterinarian's office. She said she sat in the parking lot for about 20 minutes before she went inside to look for him. There, she heard some frightening news from a school resource officer. Hedden said the officer seemed surprised that she hadn't received a call. The officer told her that her son had suffered a seizure and bumped his head.
And I just stood there for a minute, and then I left and went to the hospital where I found my son with no name. He was like a John Doe. They didn't even know his name.
She said she arrived at the intensive care wing of UNC Hospital to find her son unconscious and attached to a ventilator. He had serious alcohol poisoning. Even so, Hedden said she had to drive back to Chapel Hill High School to pick up an incident report to bring back to hospital staff. She said that when she arrived back at the school, she spoke to Assistant Principal Julie Hennis, who was reportedly in charge that day. Hedden told WCHL that Hennis informed her that her son would probably be expelled for having alcohol on campus. The worried mom spent the next 29 hours at the hospital, not knowing, she said, whether her son was going to make it. He did regain consciousness and recover, and has since transferred out of Chapel Hill High School to Phoenix Academy High School. Details have emerged since July 18th. The student was reportedly found passed out in the school at around 9:50 a.m. that day, 3 hours before his mom went looking for him. He was transported to the hospital by EMS technicians. According to Hedden, Assistant Principal Hennis did not notify her of the situation, but instead left a message with her other son to have his mother call the school. Hennis provided no details, said Hedden. Hedden said that when she went back to Chapel Hill High School days later for some explanations, she was told that there was no protocol for handling such a situation during the summer. News of the incident has outraged members of the local church community, and the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP has gotten involved. They're asking for Hennis to be fired. 10 pastors recently signed a letter to that effect that was sent to the CHCCS Board of Education. One of the signers was Minister Robert L. Campbell, president of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. The letter also demands an investigation into the school resource officer on duty that day. According to Hedden, the officer told her that, quote, if this were a real emergency, I would have gone, end of quote, when she asked him why he didn't accompany her son to the hospital. The unconscious boy reportedly arrived there without an adult from the school. At Thursday night's meeting of the Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education, two people spoke out during public comments about the incident. One speaker, former Board of Education member Greg McElveen, adhered to the board's policy of not naming administrators, faculty, or students during comments. He made it clear, though, that he was criticizing Hennis, and he expressed disappointment to his old colleagues that she still had her job.
There were clear standards of behavior and conduct that is, no one disputes were ignored and not followed. So the facts, many of the facts are not disputed, and despite that, it appears that that staff member may still be considered a valued employee of the district.
Another speaker at the meeting, NAACP member Michelle Laws, spoke to WCHL outside after she made her comments to the board. She said she wanted to go on record to say this about the incident.
Had this been a white child and a black principal, without question, or assistant principal, without question, she would have been fired on the spot.
Chapel Hill High School assistant principal Julie Hennis is white. WCHL has reached out to Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools for comments about the issue, and we'll keep you informed about any developments as they happen. You can find this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 7:16. It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Rand Northam back in the newsroom keeping an eye on things. And right now, there aren't any major problems to report. But what else can you tell us, Rand?
Yeah, I think you've got it just right, Ron. The morning traffic starting to pick up right now as we usually see around this time. You might see some taillights on 15501 northbound and southbound, but nothing major being reported right now. I-40 moving fairly smoothly at this time as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thanks so much. Crown Honda of South Point is home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now your Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. 72 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, and We look for partly sunny skies today. Patchy fog this morning, 20% chance of showers, and then a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms later on in the day, late in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the upper 80s. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies, 30% chance of rain with a low around 72. On Saturday, partly sunny, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow. Our high tomorrow in the low 90s. It'll be cooled down in time for the football game tomorrow night. Mostly cloudy, though, with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday night with a low in the upper 60s.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
7:17 at WCHL. Chapel Hill police arrested a pair of Carborough residents wanted on arson charges stemming from an incident in June. Sean Edward Hoffman and Kathleen Christine Moran of Old Fayetteville Road in Carborough were taken into custody on Wednesday of this week. Each faces felony charges of first-degree arson and conspiracy to commit a felony. The pair allegedly set fire to a shed on Crest Drive in Chapel Hill earlier this summer. Chapel Hill Police Sergeant Brian Walker said lawn care equipment stored in that shed was found to be missing after firefighters extinguished the flames.
They should have been able to find remnants of in the shed, even though it was burned. They did not, so they determined that that property was stolen.
Hoffman is being held on $15,000 bond. Moran's bond is set at $20,000. Both are being held in the Orange County Jail. Former President Bill Clinton is slated to attend a fundraiser in North Carolina later this month for Senator Kay Hagan's reelection bid. Hagan's campaign said yesterday the ex-president will attend a luncheon event September 30th here in Chapel Hill. No other event details were released, although campaign spokeswoman Sadie Weiner says the first-term senator is honored that Clinton has offered to help with her campaign. Hagan had a large campaign cash advantage over Republican challenger Tom Tillis entering July, although a wave of spending from outside groups has reduced that margin and its impact. Clinton was elected president in 1992 and 1996, but failed to carry North Carolina on both occasions. It is 7:19. Time now for championship sports. Number 21 North Carolina football team enters Saturday's game, hoping to start a season 2-0 for the first time under head coach Larry Fedora. Tar Heels welcome 1-0 San Diego State to Kinnan Stadium. It's an 8 p.m. kickoff under the lights. WCHL's Matt Oakes has a preview.
The caliber of opponent is about to get a lot tougher Saturday for the Tar Heels. Head coach Larry Fedora says the San Diego State Aztecs, winners of 9 out of their last 11 games, will present a much bigger threat to Carolina than Liberty in week one.
Oh, I think it's quite a bit of difference now. And again, I'm not taking anything away from Liberty because they're a good football team and they did some really nice things. But San Diego State's going to be a better football team, in my opinion. You know, they're very similar to some of the things that we did last year. They started off the year very slow last year, and then they finished really strong. And so I know coming into the season, they have a lot of confidence and feel good about where they're at.
Junior linebacker Jeff Schottmer says the infusion of talent from junior college transfers, along with an explosive pro-style offense, make the Aztecs a formidable challenge for the defense.
They got some talent, too. You know, they're They get a bunch of junior college guys, so they're an older team, and you know they're explosive. You know they're similar to Liberty. Their offensive scheme, so that helps us. But you know they got some speed. I mean they like to run the ball. You know they are more pro style.
One of the highlights in UNC's Week 1 win was the disruptiveness of the Carolina defense. The Tar Heels managed to recover 4 fumbles and force 6 turnovers against the Flames. That's a positive sign for defensive coordinator Vic Koning's boys. Last season, UNC recovered a mere 7 fumbles and ranked number 60 in the nation in turnovers gained. That's a stat the Tar Heels appear well on their way to improving in 2014. What's the magic formula this year? Schottmer credits a greater focus put on creating turnovers in the preseason.
In training camp, you know, Coach Vic, you know, stressed that every day, you know, get turnovers. And he preached that every day. And, you know, if we didn't get turnovers in training camp, you know, we had to do up downs and stuff after practice. So, you know, it really, you know, we stressed that all camp, and you know, it showed.
The young UNC offensive line figures to receive their toughest exam to date from a chaotic, unconventional Aztec defense. Coach Fedora says to expect the unexpected from San Diego State head coach Rocky Long's crafty defensive schemes.
They fly around and move around pretty good. They're not a big defensive line, but they're moving constantly. No, you know, it's there's times there will be times in the game they never put a hand on the ground on the defense side of the ball, and you won't know who's coming where. You know, it's unique in what they do, and so it will be difficult for an offensive line to figure those things out at the snap of the ball.
The Aztecs are 5-1 in their last 6 road or neutral site games. That stretch includes victories in 3 different time zones. But UNC may have the upper hand in Chapel Hill. San Diego State sports a lowly 2-10 overall record on the East Coast. Not wanting to test their luck 2 weekends on the trot, the Tar Heels will be looking for a faster start Saturday night than the sluggish beginnings to the Liberty contest. The man tasked with directing a cleaner performance out of the UNC offense will be starting junior quarterback Marquise Williams. Coach Fedora says Williams will receive the majority of snaps over redshirt freshman Mitch Trubisky going forward. Williams says he wants to correct his mistakes from week 1 and get fired up to make amends in week 2.
I did pretty well. You know, there's some things I'm still going to correct on, and you know, I got a little lackadaisical on the feet and on some throws and stuff, but hey, it's the first game I'm putting behind. It's time to move on to San Diego State.
The primetime Aztecs Tar Heels 8 p.m. matchup in Keenan Stadium will be broadcast right here on WCHL and televised nationally on ESPN News. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our coverage on WCHL starts at 5 o'clock tomorrow, live from downtown Chapel Hill. And coming up next hour, we'll talk more about the Tar Heels with not only Barry Jacobs, but as usual on Friday, we'll check in with the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel. It is week 3 for high school football here on WCHL, and Matt Oakes' broadcast partner, Matt Paul, co-host of The Grid with Matt and Matt, joins us now to talk about tonight's excitement. There is a big rivalry game, first of all, and Matt, tell us about that, if you would.
Really excited about that, Ron, and thanks for having me on this morning. Trey Sharp is back, and so are the Jaguars. They're running back for Carrboro. They're really going to be tested tonight, though, in another 2-0 team against Chapel Hill, of course. So we're really excited about bringing that broadcast after The Grid with Matt and Matt. Is Chapel Hill's defense going to come through to stop Trey Sharp and maybe win that game? I'm going to give you a little preview. I think Matt Oakes picks Chapel Hill, and I go with the Jaguars. So we'll see who's right and who's wrong on that one.
Well, Trey Sharp is really outstanding, that's for sure. And our coverage of high school football will start at 6:30 tonight when you guys set the stage on The Grid with interviews from all the area head coaches and a lot more.
That's right. Yeah, we're really excited about interviewing Cedar Ridge coach Clay Jones, Northwood's Bill Hall, Orange's Pat Moser. He always has a lot to say and really good stuff. What a smart man and a terrific coach. Obviously, Orange coming off a shutout. Nothing new for them. They had 4 of them last season, already won this season. Actually had more sacks than first downs allowed last week in that shutout of Northern Durham. And they take on another Durham team tonight in Riverside. So coming to Orange. So that'll be exciting, too.
Well, Matt, we appreciate your being with us this morning. We'll look forward to your coverage tonight on WCHL. And that is The Grid with Matt and Matt. Matt Paul, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on, Ron.
The game itself here on WCHL, Jeff Hamlin and Chris Casey will have the call of the 7:30 kickoff at Carrboro right here on WCHL, beginning at 7 o'clock with pregame coverage for that specific game. That's high school football coming up tonight on WCHL. There was an NFL game last night. The defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks opened the 2014-15 professional football season with a 36-16 defeat of Green Bay. The Seahawk defense didn't allow more than 7 in any quarter. Former North Carolina State quarterback Russell Wilson and the offense ran away with it. Carolina Panthers will kick out their season against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Sunday at 4:25 in the afternoon in Florida. And Panthers coach Ron Rivera says he will make a game-time decision on quarterback Cam Newton's availability for Sunday's regular season opener at Tampa Bay. He still had some soreness in his cracked ribs. Now, after an unsuccessful weekend out in California, UNC women's soccer team returns to the Triangle to fight for a chance to win the Duke Nike Classic. Tar Heels are set to play in Durham tonight against 7th-ranked Penn State at 5 p.m. Sunday against the number 18 Arkansas at noon, following a scoreless double overtime match against defending champion UCLA and a 1-0 loss to Pepperdine. UNC currently 1-2-1 on the season. Sunday's loss with the third straight victory for the Pepperdine Waves. Carolina may have dropped 5 spots to number 14 in the NCSAA coaches poll. One player stood out to save the Heels from a loss. Junior keeper Brianna Heberlin had a career-high 5 saves to hold the Bruins to 0. And North Carolina men's soccer has dropped 7 spots to number 13 and is now out of the top rankings, following a 1-0 loss to UCLA's unbeaten team on Sunday night. UCLA won the final match of the Carolina Nike Classic after Pac-12 Player of the Year midfielder Leo Stoltz scored the only goal of the game in the 31st minute. Carolina heads up north this weekend to face Old Dominion on Friday and VCU on Sunday. Friday, tonight, marks the regular season opener for ODU. Neither school ranked in the top 25. Both games set to start at 7 p.m. I'm Rod Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Is the new NFL season over before it begins? Could be. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Did you see defending Super Bowl champion Seattle get out of the gate Thursday night? Wow. With the addition of Percy Harvin and a determined bunch of players, this is a team with few flaws and built-in incentive for many of its key members. Let's list a few. Coach Pete Carroll had top-ranked teams at Southern Cal, but was considered a failure in 2 previous stops in the NFL. So Carroll has changed his image from a soft coach whose players lack discipline to building one of the most complete, most physical teams in the NFL, a team that is determined to win a second straight Super Bowl to legitimize its first. How about loudmouth cornerback Richard Sherman, who doesn't have to but plays with a sense of having to prove his worth on every down? Now you see Seahawk defenders who fly all over the field like Sherman, a defense that manhandled the Green Bay Packers when the game got close. Percy Harvin's future was considered questionable by some critics after being traded from the Vikings and suffering a torn labrum in his hip that required surgery and cost him the entire 2013 season. Obviously fully healed, Harvin flashes old form against the Packers and gives quarterback Russell Wilson another weapon in his arsenal. And how about Wilson, who, like Harvin, was a high school star in Virginia, has kept proving naysayers wrong about playing quarterback with his under 6 feet height. We all know that Wilson wanted to go to UNC, but John Bunning did not offer him a scholarship because he was too small. And we all watched what kind of a QB he became at NC State and Wisconsin. He, more than any other player, represents the resolve of the Seahawks, and also ran for most of their NFL history, but now a team that puts the 11 best players on the field on both sides of the ball and has that vaunted 12th man at home. Even running back Marshawn Lynch, who held out temporarily early in training camp, looks better than ever despite averaging more than 200 carries for the last 3 seasons. This is not a championship team heading for a letdown. It's a championship team headed for, well, its second straight Super Bowl championship. Tell me, who's going to beat them? This is Art Chansky. See ya.
This is Mark Vitale, CEO of All About Insurance. We're looking to add key people to our organization. Professionals in financial services and life insurance. Experience in those fields is necessary. We also have positions in outside sales to help build our commercial insurance enterprise. Experience there is a plus, but not required if you have a college degree. Compensation is very competitive. You will be well-trained and income possibilities are unlimited. Call Bill Astor, our president, at 919-616-3074, and Bill will put you in touch with me immediately.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Extraordinary Ventures Pets. It's 50% off, a $150 value for dog walking services available today for only $75. No time to walk your dog? Extraordinary Ventures is proud to announce their latest business called EV Pets. EV employees will come directly to your Chapel Hill, Carborough, or Hillsboro home during the week of your choice and walk your dog for 5 consecutive days. Each session takes approximately 50 minutes and includes walking, watering, and lots of love. It's half off from EV Pets, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
73 degrees in Chapel Hill, 7:30, partly sunny today, a little fog in some spots out there, 20% chance of showers even this morning, and then a 30% chance of rain in the afternoon. Our high today about 88 degrees. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rain with a high in the low 90s, and then a big chance of rain coming tomorrow night as well, about a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms below tomorrow night in the upper 60s.
ChapelBurrow.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, ChapelBurrow.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. We'll know an hour from now. August jobs picture could show 230,000 were created. The overall unemployment rate could go back down to 6.1%. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
We see another month where we're more than 200,000. It would be the seventh month in a row with more than 200,000 jobs created. Right now, we are on pace to have the best year for job creation since 1999.
And when these new numbers are released,
we'll also be looking at the revisions to the past couple of months to see if there are any indications that job creation wasn't as robust as we thought.
Construction jobs have picked up. Manufacturing positions are steady. More jobs showing up in both retail and wholesale trade. PNC Bank economist Gus Fauché sees other positives.
We're adding more full-time jobs. That's good news. So we have fewer people working part-time who don't want to be working part-time. More than half the jobs that are being created are in industries that pay above average weekly earnings.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 73 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of 88. Police agencies from Orange, Durham, and Wake Counties are searching for two men considered armed and dangerous after they fled from a reported home invasion in Orange County early this morning. According to WRAL, the men broke into the home in the eastern part of the county at 4820 Pleasant Green Road near U.S. 70 at a.m. The men then fled in a gold-colored vehicle heading east. After a 20-mile chase, they ended up at a shopping center on Carrington Mills Road in Morrisville. That's where they left the vehicle and ran into a wooded area near the shopping center. Little additional information is available at this time. No one was apparently injured during the invasion. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue released information yesterday regarding the Faith Hedgebeth murder investigation. The chief says he hopes will help lead to the capture of the suspected killer.
Since September 7, 2012, a killer has been on the loose and has not been held accountable for Faith's death. And we believe that someone knows who did this and will feel compelled to come forward. If Faith's killer is out there hearing this message, you should know that we will catch you.
Sunday marks 2 years since a roommate of 19-year-old Faith Danielle Hedgebeth found her dead in their off-campus apartment. Chief Blue released never-before-told details of the investigation to members of the media yesterday. Here are his remarks. Listener discretion is advised.
The Chapel Hill Police Department and the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation are releasing this information today in the hopes that it will allow a community member who may know something that will help us advance this case to come forward and share that with us. At approximately 11 a.m. on September 7, 2012, officers with the Chapel Hill Police Department responded to a 911 call at the Hawthorne at the View apartment complex on Old Chapel Hill Road to a report of a possible dead body located in apartment 1502. When officers arrived, they were greeted by the primary tenant of that unit, Karina Rosario, who advised that she had seen the victim, Faith Hedgepeth, inside and she was unresponsive. Karina Rosario allowed officers to enter the apartment and they located Faith dead in a bedroom inside. Her body was positioned on the floor, leaning against the bed with her shirt pulled up. She had no clothes on from the waist down. There was pooled blood near her body and blood spatter on the wall and the bedroom closet door. A note written on a takeout fast food bag was located on the bed. Copies of that note are included in the materials that we've shared with you today. An autopsy was conducted on September 8, 2012, and the cause of Faith's death was determined to be blunt force trauma to the head resulting from a beating. A sexual assault kit was also collected and revealed the presence of semen. It was determined that the DNA profile that was generated from that semen matched other DNA evidence that we collected at the scene, and our investigators believe that that DNA belongs to Faith's killer. Investigators determined that prior to her death, Faith Hedgepeth and Karina Rosario had visited Davis Library on the UNC campus at about 7:30 p.m. the night prior and had arrived home shortly after midnight. A little before 1 o'clock that same morning, they arrived at the Wallace parking deck on East Rosemary Street in downtown Chapel Hill and walked across the street to the Thrill Bar. They left the bar at about 2:40 a.m. and drove home in Faith's car, which was a white Nissan Altima. Investigators believe the pair returned home and that Karina then left the apartment at approximately 4:30 a.m., returning home at about 11 o'clock with a friend and discovering Faith's body, at which time she called 911. Investigators of the Chapel Hill Police Department, along with North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation agents, have collected hundreds of items of evidence, interviewed friends, family, co-workers, neighbors, and classmates, and consulted with experts in various scientific fields of study. We've executed numerous search warrants and court orders for computers, cell phones, social media accounts, and financial records. Investigators have asked persons of interest to provide oral DNA swabs so that their DNA could be compared to the DNA collected at the scene. Hundreds of DNA samples have been collected and analyzed at this point. None of them have been found to match the DNA profile of Faith's killer. As we approach the two-year anniversary of Faith's death, we are issuing an appeal to the public for help in finding her killer. And with that help, we can bring some peace to Faith's family by bringing her killer to justice. We can also bring some peace to the UNC community and the Chapel Hill community. Since September 7, 2012, a killer has been on the loose and has not been held accountable for Faith's death. And we believe that someone, maybe somebody reading an article about this interview or watching it on television, knows who did this and will feel compelled to come forward. As I've mentioned, we've conducted an extensive investigation and we have excellent evidence. This is a very strong case. What we need to do is connect that case to Faith's killer. And that's been the focus of our investigation from the beginning. We are entirely convinced that this case will be solved. It is not a cold case. In fact, several Chapel Hill police investigators have worked this case exclusively for 2 years, and for the last 12 months they've been joined by two excellent North Carolina SBI investigators. Together they've invested thousands of hours of work into this case. What we need now is that key piece of information. You've heard the timeline of the night before Faith's death, as well as the morning when her body was discovered. And we're hoping that someone out there who may know something, who saw something, overheard something suspicious, or is aware of anything that struck them as strange and potentially related to this case, would call us. If Faith's killer is out there hearing this message, you should know that we will catch you. And we want you to come on in and bring some peace to Faith's family. Reward money has been pledged in excess of $40,000 in this case, and we hope you will help us promote that point as well. I'm going to give you in just a few minutes a cell phone number that we hope you will also help us promote. That cell phone will ring directly to one of those investigators who is assigned to this case. You can call 24 hours a day. It will be staffed 24 hours a day by someone who is intimately aware of the circumstances of this case and familiar with it. And that number is 919-614-6363. We also recognize that someone having information may choose to share it anonymously. You can certainly do that through Chapel Hill Carborough UNC Crime Stoppers by calling 919-942-7515 or through their website.
Once again, that is Police Chief Chris Blue of Chapel Hill addressing the media yesterday with new information regarding the murder investigation of Faith Hedgepeth. You can find these details, including the contact numbers listed in this story, on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 7:39. Rand Northam is here. And, Rand, it is a mighty busy news day today, and I know that follows up what happened yesterday. It was really pretty chaotic around here, just trying to get all this information in.
That's very true, and yesterday was a tough day to kind of revisit what happened, and I remember getting the call 2 years ago. It was a Friday afternoon that we finally got word that something had happened, that police were investigating this, and I hopped in the car and immediately drove over to Hawthorne at the View Apartments, and from that moment on, it was, the community was never really the same when ever talking about that situation.
Yeah.
And it was, it's something I'll never forget, because I remember talking with Aaron yesterday before his newscast, and talking about some of the details. And I told him, I said, there's nothing that I've forgotten about that case. When you look back on stories and you go, oh, yeah, I forgot that that was a part of it. And that case has stood out to me like none other, that nothing is new, is information that I've forgotten. But now with this new information, it kind of makes it even more real. And justice, I hope, will be done soon. And I hope that Chief Blue is correct in saying that they have a strong case and that this will hold up once they're finally able to catch this guy.
Well, when you think about the kind of impact that it's had on you and me and everybody, really, it's an unforgettable case. Mm-hmm. And there have been all these rumors about it becoming a cold case and everything,
right.
And which is
right.
Not true. Just think what it must be like for those police investigators who have been working on this thing for, as the chief just said, thousands and thousands of hours. And the number one thing I hope is that her family can see that justice is done and get some degree of closure in this heartbreaking case.
Well, and something I hope everyone noticed, too, is the strength of Chief Blue, because I imagine that this is not only emotionally very jarring for him, because obviously he wants to get to the bottom of this as quickly as possible, but it's got to just be stressful, if nothing else, to have that case continuing out there. And so for him to present himself the way he did yesterday with strength, with poise, again, almost 2 years after this has happened, mm-hmm. and with confidence that this will be resolved, it made me, as a community member, made me feel very positive about the outcome of this case, whenever that may be.
Well, no matter what the police are doing day to day, and they're busy all the time, this case hangs over them until it's solved, and hopefully that day will come soon. What else is happening today in the news on chapelboro.com?
Well, Ron, have you heard of a goat cheese grits bowl?
I've heard of goat cheese, and I've eaten goat cheese, but I don't know about the grits bowl thing.
Well, goat cheese grits in a bowl. That might sound pretty good,
yeah.
But Camille Tyndall tells you all about that. That's in our lifestyle section of our website, chapelboro.com.
Mm-hmm.
Could be pretty tasty. You might want to check it out.
Yeah.
Also, we've got a great new photo gallery. Susan Murray at it again. She was at the last Friday's Art Walk, and of course, that would be the last Friday of August. I cannot believe we're at the first Friday of September,
yeah.
But the last Friday of August looked pretty great, too, because if I remember right, that was some pretty good weather last Friday.
Yeah, it was.
So pretty nice.
It was nice.
You want to check that out. Also, it's Friday. That means tomorrow is college football again. Yeah. That means that you need to make your picks in college pick'em.
I made mine yesterday.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Of course, Ron fighting for, he got 7 points last week.
Mm-hmm.
Needs a good 8, 9, or 10 week this week to stay up there at the top again and fight for Anthony Wellman's top spot. He got a perfect 10 last week. So, but we want to know how all of you are doing, too, and just see if you can take down the, and I'm so glad we've changed the wording of it, the personalities of chapelboro.com.
Yeah.
We're not quite celebrities. I think Ron Stutz is the only celebrity here in this community. But
yeah.
but we the personalities, you can go head-to-head with us and see just how you're doing against us and some. For some of us, that's not too hard of a challenge.
No,
for you
it's not. It wasn't hard to beat me last year, I'll tell you that.
Also, we'll have a great photo gallery from not only the pregame festivities mm-hmm. of tomorrow, countdown to kickoff, as well as the good sports with Artsy and Bob Lee. But we'll also have a photo gallery from the game, North Carolina and San Diego State. All of the pregame festivities beginning at 5 o'clock. with Countdown to Kickoff. The Good Sports with Artsy and Bob Lee. We'll send it off to the Tar Heels Sports Network at 7 o'clock for an 8 o'clock kickoff at Keenan Stadium. It's the stripe-out game as well, black and blue. Check and see which color you're supposed to wear tomorrow night in what should be a blacked-out game because it's going to be nice and dark under the lights at Keenan Stadium.
Should be nice. I love those nighttime games.
It's going to be good stuff.
We'll talk to you in just a couple of minutes and get a look at traffic on WCHL.
All right.
Coming up next, today's commentary on the way from Professor Lou Margolis.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Weaver Street Realty has been in business on Main Street in Carrboro for 30 years and supports numerous local causes and nonprofits. Three of Weaver Street's agents, Gary Phillips, Jay Parker, and Don Basnight, are auctioneers and conduct charity auctions throughout the year. They call them at the Cornucopia House, Carrboro Art Center, the North Carolina Botanical Garden, Compass Center for Women and Families, Lerner Jewish Center, Ducks Unlimited, and the Chapel Hill Garden Club, among others. Don, Jay, and Gary of Weaver Street Realty care about our community.
I'm Edward Holmes, President of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day, great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruiser's locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
A 2013 independent survey conducted by Home Care Pulse ranked HomeWatch caregivers of the Triangle significantly higher than the industry standard in compassion, knowledge, reliability, flexibility, and overall quality of service. For 10 years, HomeWatch caregivers has helped over 2,000 families in our community, providing hourly and 24-hour personal care to people of all ages with all types of needs. Visit us online at homewatchcaregivers.com or give us a call, 919-960-6038. HomeWatch caregivers, let our family care for you. Yours.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that doubling your homeowner's liability coverage can cost less than $10 a year? Homeowner's liability insurance will not only provide the legal defense cost, but also provide the coverage if you are found liable for an injury on your property. Increasing your homeowner's liability coverage is essential for complete financial protection and may not cost as much as you think. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
WCHL 72 degrees, 747.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. With apologies to Willie Nelson, mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be football players. Given the growing evidence of the long-term harm of concussions, all the adults involved in the game of football, coaches, parents, boards of education, trainers, and doctors, should halt this experiment in brain damage. Motivated by the National Football League's concern about maintaining its workforce and its fan base, the league has pumped millions upon millions of dollars into research on head trauma in football, not to mention the nearly $1 billion fund to care for former players afflicted with brain damage. Big-time sports universities are, of course, totally dependent on the revenues generated by the young men who put their brains at risk on the gridiron. The problem with the direction that the NFL, the NIH, and other institutions are taking is that the vast majority of these resources are directed at improving the diagnosis and management of concussions once they have occurred, instead of prevention. Unfortunately, there are many subjects available for study because over 1 million boys play high school football alone, experiencing tens of thousands of concussions each year. Football is by far the leading cause of sports-related head trauma. If we are going to allow our sons to participate in this national head trauma experiment, at a minimum, shouldn't school systems and athletics departments be expected to inform parents about the risks, as would be the case in any other experiment? Over the years, thousands of parents in the WCHL listening area have enrolled their children in research studies in psychology, education, public health, and medicine. Think about the protection of human subjects' process of informed consent for even the most harmless of studies, and then ask how we can allow boys to be subjected to the risks of brain damage without similar protections. To paraphrase Willie Nelson, mamas, don't let your boys grow up to play football. Don't let them knock heads, get concussions too much. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
UNC Healthcare is honored to receive the 2014 U.S. Secretary of Defense Freedom Award. The Freedom Award is the nation's highest honor, given to employers for exceptional support of employees serving in the National Guard and Reserve. At UNC Healthcare, we're proud to be recognized for this prestigious honor, but not nearly as proud as we are of the dedicated men and women who protect the freedom of our nation. To learn more, visit unchealthcare.org.
Weaver Street Realty has been in business on Main Street in Carrboro for 30 years and supports numerous local nonprofits. Gary Phillips is on the board of advisors for Pickard's Mountain Eco Institute and leads nature hikes 5 to 10 times a year. A literary buff, Gary is on the Carrboro Poetry Council and a featured poet for Carrboro Day and the West End Poetry Festival. He has also served on the boards of the Abundance Foundation, the Dogwood Alliance, and Family Violence Rape Crisis Center. Gary Phillips of Weaver Street Realty cares about our community and yours.
Chapel Hill, the southern part of heaven. Our town has so many wonderful reasons to love living here, and one of my favorites is right down the little hill on Rosemary Street, Bredman's Restaurant. Bredman's is a Chapel Hill tradition that always has something for everyone. Where else can you get breakfast, lunch, or dinner any time of day? From Belgian waffles to the best burgers in town, or catering for your next event, Bredman's Restaurant is sure to please. Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
This is Phil Ford of the North Carolina Tar Heels, and you're listening to WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
All right, thank you, Phil. 7:51 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together, and we'll start with traffic. Here's Rand.
Boy, it's good to see Phil in here a couple days ago.
Yeah, great guy.
Love to see him. Traffic moving smoothly right now. Not too many delays out there. Just the usual morning slowdowns. Look out for the taillights. Give yourself some extra time to slow down. And if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day that you feel needs reporting, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. It is 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. Temperature's actually gone down a couple of degrees. Partly sunny today. Patchy fog this morning. 20% chance of rain early today. Then a 30% chance of showers and or thunderstorms later on in the day. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy. 30% chance of showers and the low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the low 90s. And then tomorrow night, a 50-50 chance of rain. Low around 68 degrees. 7:52 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond is here. And Wayne has the word of the day for you.
Hey, Big Ron, you are juiced for this game. I can tell. I'm just listening to you, pal.
I always am.
You always are. All right. Yep. Well, let's get to it here. The word of the day, it's a term of the day, Ron, an oldie and a goodie. Mm-hmm. If we've used it before, what the heck? Let's use it again. Deus ex machina. Deus ex machina. Three words. D is in delightful, D-E-U-S, followed by E-X, and machina, M-A-C-H-I-N-A, Deus ex machina. You mentioned a poet there a few minutes ago on the air. Watch out, those are dangerous people. they're the sorts who introduce devices like Deus ex machina. Uh-huh. Ron, tell me what this term means.
I don't have any idea.
You don't have any idea, and you call yourself an English major. I'm going to change that to Spanish lieutenant is what I'm going to do. All right, a person or a thing that appears or introduced suddenly and unexpectedly, for example, in a plot line, a story, a movie, whatever, to give us all a contrived solution to an apparently insoluble a difficulty that can't be solved. Don't push me on the pronunciation.
Wow. I'm hoping for do ex machina. Is that what you said?
Deus ex machina.
I'm hoping for one of those in the Faith Hedgepeth case, if I may get serious.
You used to have one in a, what, 63 Chevy that you drove, I think.
Yeah, really. But that would be nice to get one of those. That's a good word to use.
All right, pal. Your eyes are not quite glazed over, so I'll let you go. Have a good Friday.
All right, buddy.
Have a good game. Talk to you on Monday. Be a good boy.
You got it, buddy. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Frank Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you could do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. 7:55.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Rod Sutz, and it is time now for the clean joke of the day, the highlight of the day. Mr. Kiger is here, and heading into the weekend, Freddie's going to tell you a clean joke today, right?
I will make every effort.
Well, we pay you handsomely, so make it good.
All right.
Make it appropriate.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
The young couple had tried everything, but still no children.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Noble told them, relax, take no temperatures, don't worry about the time of the month. When the impulse to make love hits, just... don't make it scientific.
This is going to be good.
2 months later, the same doctor confirmed she was pregnant. Uh-oh. With a smile, so you followed my advice.
Wow.
Well, yes, we did. One night at dinner, our eyes met at the table. There was electricity, and we went with the flow. That's wonderful. I know both of you are very happy. We are, with one exception. They won't let us eat at Applebee's anymore.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
You too.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Lillian Lee is today's WCHL hometown hero. Lillian, you have done so much in this community since you and Howard first moved here many years ago.
1965.
Howard got involved in politics and a lot of other things, and he's gotten so many honors over the years. But today, which just happens to be your birthday, I wanted to put you in our spotlight. When did you get started in our community helping kids with their education?
In 1965, Ron.
That very year you started.
That very year. Nestle Harrison and I were the first two teachers at UNC Hospital for Children, and then I worked in several other areas after that, and I ended up at Chapel Hill High School, a very, very exciting and rewarding place, and I enjoyed being there 99% of the time.
You made quite a bit of difference in so many kids' lives, and I know that you stay in touch with a lot of those folks too, don't you?
Yes, and I tried to make a difference.
Lillian, I used to know you as the Tina Turner of Chapel Hill.
Oh, please, Ron.
Lillian used to wear a wig and used to dance like Tina Turner and sing and everything.
Even wore the fishnet stockings.
And you pulled it off quite well, I'll tell you that much.
Well, thank you.
Lillian, I know that you have been quite a Tar Heel fan over the years and have developed a lot of friendships with people involved with the basketball program in particular.
Yes, and some football players, too.
Great that you're a supporter of all our high schools, our university, and I know that you're active in your church and you do all kinds of things. And I wanted to talk to you today on your 79th birthday. That's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe, Ron.
Growing old is mandatory, but growing up is optional, Lillian.
And I'm thinking about growing up.
You're just not going to get old, though. I know that.
No.
Well, Lillian, I wanted to thank you for all you've done in our community and ask you one more question. What is it that makes Chapel Hill so special?
Without a doubt, the relationships that I have developed and the friendships and the people whom I love and the people who love me, too. I think I've been truly blessed in Chapel Hill. And the postman came today and he said, it must be your birthday, all of these cards. I said, thank you very much.
Lillian, to tell you the truth, I don't know anybody in town who has more good thoughts going their way every day of the year than you, because everybody loves you.
Well, Ron, thank you so much. And always remember that I'm still listening.
Lillian Lee of Chapel Hill is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dynamic Change Wellness. It's 50% off.
Enjoy a one-hour hypnosis session valued at $80, available today for only $40. Your session with certified hypnotist Liz Priestley in Chapel Hill can be tailored to meet your needs. It can include weight loss, stress and or anxiety reduction, pain management, smoking cessation, or other self-defeating behaviors. It's half off from Dynamic Change Wellness, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Big chance of rain all weekend and hot. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Mapping strategy against ISIS.
Secretary of State Kerry says the group must be destroyed.
American Ebola victim back in the U.S.
Rick is in very good spirits.
Queen of comedy.
Oh, let's talk!
Tributes to Joan Rivers.
She would come out here and say some things that were unbelievable.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the United States is pulling out all the diplomatic stops today to rally allied support against the brutal Islamic group ISIS as the White House considers a host of military options. CBS's Cammie McCormick is at the NATO summit in Wales.
Secretary of State John Kerry met with foreign and defense ministers from 10 countries, urging them to come together with a plan for stopping ISIS. He ruled out ground troops, but not more military strikes. He said allowing the extremist group to continue in any capacity would leave a cancer in place that would come back to haunt NATO. Kerry wants a firm commitment and plan by later this month when the UN General Assembly meets in New York. Ukraine is also a big part of these NATO discussions. With more on that, here's CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Increasingly tough U.S. and European sanctions have failed to change Moscow's destabilizing actions in Ukraine, but President Obama and other leaders plan further pressure.
I think it's important for us to continue to impose costs on Russia so long as it is violating basic principles of international law.
On the military side, NATO plans a new rapid response team able to reach a trouble spot in 48 hours. It is a strategy that follows Russia's moves in Ukraine. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Newport, Wales.
An American doctor with Ebola is just back in the U.S., and he's now at the Nebraska Medical Center. 51-year-old Rick Sacra was infected in Liberia, the third American to come down with the often fatal virus. Two others were treated in Atlanta and have recovered. Dr. Phil Smith says his Omaha facility has the nation's largest biocontainment unit.
The biocontainment unit is built for this sort of events. It was inspired by the SARS outbreak of 2003, where a number of healthcare providers became very ill and some of them died.
New York State's health department's investigating the outpatient center that treated Joan Rivers. The legendary comedian died at 81 yesterday, days after she stopped breathing during a throat procedure. Rivers was a sometimes profane pioneer who took plenty of shots at herself and her plastic surgery.
I have been pulled so tight, I put earrings on my now.
Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Her fans are remembering Joan Rivers.
A flat-out comedy icon.
Just said what she thought and didn't care.